Hello, everyone. Today is the 7th of December, 2020. And, you know, in 100 years, none of this will matter. In 100 years, none of this will matter. Have you thought about that? What we're going through down here? In 100 years, you're not going to be worried about the coronavirus. Or the pandemic, or the shutdowns, or the stimulus package, or any of this other stuff. It's going to be non-relevant. I think it's important for us to keep perspective. However old you might be, I'm 67. I'll be 67 this month on the 27th. And I guarantee I will not live to be 167 years old. So 100 years from now, all of these concerns about our economy, our children, our livelihood, our assets, whether our car's running properly or not, what's on our grocery list, how we're going to pay our bills, what we're going to do today. 100 years from now, none of that is going to matter. You know, time goes by very quickly. Seems like it was just yesterday. I was riding my bike as a kid. You know? You might ask, well, what's your point, Larry? What's your point? Well, the point is that we need to keep things in proper perspective. We get all bent out of shape about some of these things. We spend an inordinate amount of time worrying. We spend a lot of inordinate amount of time on the internet, searching out the Great Reset, looking at the evil globalists. 100 years from now, we're not going to be worried about the globalists. Scripture tells us it's God which worketh in you to do and will of his own good pleasure. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou hast wrought all our works in us. Isaiah 26:12. You know, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead them that are with young. Isaiah 40:11. Are you over concerned about what's going on in our world? Dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. They shall lie down like alike in the dust, and the worm shall cover them. My flesh shall rest in hope. Though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. The Lord Jesus Christ shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Job 19:26, Philippians 3:20-21, Job 21:23-25-26, and Psalm 16:9, and Job 26. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The Lord formed man out of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Christ said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. It's God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. In 100 years, none of this is going to matter. No man's able to pluck you out of your father's hand if you're one of his. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Romans 8:37-39, and Colossians 3:2. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity. 100 years from now, none of this is going to matter, what we're going through. None of this is going to matter. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. John 13:1. Well, I just want to encourage everyone, knowing that he's chosen us in him from the foundation of the world, and he's from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you. So let us keep things in proper perspective. It's just a matter of time. We will be ushered into the presence of God. We will no longer have to worry about anything going on in this wicked, cursed earth. It's all going to pass away. We have a great hope, an anchor of the soul. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Christ is solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports me in the whelming flood when all around my soul gives sway. He then is all my hope and stay. Christ is solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. 100 years from now, none of this is going to matter. May God remind us this morning that this earth will pass away. May the good Lord be with you this week is my prayer. God bless.